Back on KDB Sports here on a Saturday morning, an old traditional joins me on the line, an old favorite, the head man up at Hemmingford, my friend Jordan Haas. Coach, how many years have you guys qualified for the playoffs in a row now?
Eight, I believe. Ineligible the first 2 years that I was coaching up here, and then been in ever since we got eligible. So it's a nice thing that we don't take for granted, being part of the playoff, because there's a lot of teams that aren't playing football next week, and we're fortunately one of those teams that gets to practice for another week and play another game.
Dundee County Stratton will be your first round opponent. You guys get the 10 seed. They're the 7. What type of team do they have? What type of problems do they present?
Coach Spargo, who was recently in Box Butte County. He was up in Alliance for a couple years before he went down there, and helped out as a graduate assistant at Shadron State. He's a really good coach, and they do some really nice things. They also have another coach on staff that was a coach on staff when Karen and I were in high school, Chris Watt. They have some really, really good athletes, really fast athletes. They'll do a lot of things with motion and some zone read stuff and try and get your defense moved out of position with motions and formations, and then just let their athletes be athletes. They have a really nice quarterback running back combination, so I can expect that we'll see a lot of zone read stuff and power read stuff, and they'll run their quarterback kind of similar to what we do, but I'm going to guess that they're going to throw it a little bit more than we will.
You've won your last 3 games coming down the stretch, Barrymore and last night, Perkins County. Do you feel like you guys are starting to play your best football here late in the year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we finally have started to play pretty well up front. We're getting great movement on the line of scrimmage with our interior 3 linemen, and we all know that that's kind of what makes Hemmingford football go. If we're able to get movement at the line of scrimmage, then we have some talented backs that are able to make decisions and make cuts and kind of reap the benefits of having a decent offensive line.
You guys are obviously no stranger to making road trips and getting involved in postseason play and everything that goes along with it. Do you feel that experience that you and Coach Wood and just everybody involved with Hemmingford football, that has to be somewhat of an advantage when you've done it this many times in a row, doesn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, the road trip stuff during the year, you know, we're used to it. Dundee County is about 3.5 hours for us. And we'll go play on a Thursday night, and it's going to be fairly normal for us, just part of the regular season, you know, really with as far as distance traveled and types of games played. You know, these young men that we have on our football team have seen a lot of football and a lot of playoff football. You know, they haven't been a part of as many of the deep playoff games as players, but they've all seen them as junior high kids and elementary kids. And so they have been around playoff football, and we should know what to expect going in, but you know, Coach Spargo will have his guys ready to go.
So based on their strengths and what you guys know you can do, what's it going to take for Hemmingford to find a win column here in round one?
Well, with Dundee County being part of our district over the past few years, not this cycle, but in the last couple cycles, we're pretty familiar with each other's programs. We both go to Shatter State camp, and so we spend 3 days around each other up there. So we're pretty familiar with each other's programs. So I think what it's going to take for us and what I would expect to see from them is some wrinkles. We have some stuff that we've been working on that hopefully is a wrinkle that breaks some of our tendencies. And I'm gonna place a wager down that they're going to have some things that we haven't seen on film, that we haven't seen over the past 4 years that we've played them. So I think there's going to be some small wrinkles, and then it's going to be a players game. It's going to be a great atmosphere, Halloween evening. Players are going to have to go out and make plays, and that's what high school football is all about.
Nothing signals fall, Halloween, changing of the weather, leaves on the ground, fall arriving like postseason football in the Hemmingford Bobcats. Coach, I know our friends up at KCOW have you taken care of throughout the postseason. Hopefully it's a long run for you, and hope to catch up with you as the playoffs move along. Always good to talk. Best of luck, Coach.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Hemmingford head man Jordan Haas on KNEB.